Warning, this podcast contains filthy language and sexual content. Everything you love, alright. Welcome to The Marvelous Show, your inside look at Marvelous.com. It's like MySpace, but 100% minority free. Just kidding, you folks are alright. Tonight on the show, a 5-minute look into the site, a movie preview, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, movie review, The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift, game review, The Guy Game, alright, Pepsi versus dog urine, which is better? We do a taste comparison on the show, so buckle up and put on protection, this is The Mo Show.
Thanks for tuning in. My name is Dak, and I'm your host tonight, as usual. This is the official Marvelous.com podcast. To start things off tonight, we're going to be doing the 5-minute look into the site. So what's really been going on with the site is what some people are asking. And I gotta tell you, quite a lot. Quite a lot is going on with the site. So first, since last week's podcast, which was a success because it was just myself, and everyone loves Dak, you know. Some people say everyone loves Jewish people, everyone loves, you know, kids, but some people don't. Some people are racist. Some people don't like kids. But there's not one person on earth that doesn't like Dak. I'm like America, you know. So what's new on the site? Well, we have an updated front page, you know, new preview of movie of the week, new poll of the week. Not too much, really. I put up the Superman Returns review, which I reviewed, if you remember, last week on the podcast. But the biggest, awesomest change this week is our brand new fucking banner. Yeah, it's that cool that I'm Dak, the guy that never cusses, and I'm saying fuck, because this is awesome, man. So check it out, Marvelous.com. Our old banner, no one really liked it. It was a placeholder, because of what the project we've been trying to do, and we finally figured it out. Now, this new banner is a Flash banner, and it's a bunch of different characters from, you know, N64, PlayStation, all that awesome stuff, and it's just combined, you know, Flash and pa 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 pa. You know, we're hitting you up, man. We're hitting you up. It's awesome. And, you know, it really brings this cool look to the site, and it's awesome. You know, can't go wrong with it. Besides that, hold on, guys, I'm thinking. There's something else. We do stuff. Seriously, we do. Okay. Not much new is on the site besides that. But, this whole week, if hopefully you've been looking through the site, you know, looking through reviews and all that good stuff. And if you have, you might notice there's a shitload of broken links. And I'm cussing again because it sucks, you know. There's broken links all over, in the internals of the site. And the reason for this is when we first coded the site, we were doing it really fast, you know, let's say, trying to get it up, and we had a lot of spelling errors. And the spelling errors for the links led to us having the old, you know, just the template we, my graphic designer Mnet showed me, and that he designed. So we're going into the site internally, and we're gonna fix all these broken links, and things are gonna look a lot better. So hopefully these, like I said, they'll be done by Wednesday. And then our newsletter, which I write, and I write it every Wednesday. And it's just, the problem is, you know, the site has a lot of content, you know, but really there's not too much for me to talk about every week. I, you know, there's not too much new dealings that go on anymore. Because, like, you know, back when the site first started, you know, a year ago when the newsletter started, seven months ago, you know, we were doing all this stuff, brand new, you know, promotions, parts of the site. And now, you know, we're almost content. We're basically done, so there's not much for me to talk about besides new content, and that's why I'm thinking of making the newsletter monthly now. And this might upset some of you, and if it does, if you guys don't want a monthly, email me. But if you do, email me too. My email address is dackvtwo@gmail.com, and tell me if you want to or not, and I'll open up to the fans, because I don't mind writing it. But, you know, overall better if it was monthly. But, you know, some people like getting it out their week, and that's okay. So whatever you guys want, send me an email. Well, besides that, that's about it this week. And like I said, next week hopefully I'll be coming back with some more news about the site being completely done. And that's about it. So that's my 5-minute look into the site. And a few quick notes about the podcast. This week it's being hosted by me and a special co-host who just did the intro. His name's The Cujo. He was a previous and hopefully still a programmer on the site. He does reviews. He's a friend of mine, and he's going to be hosting the podcast, co-hosting it with me this week, and hopefully he'll be back next week. He's going to be doing some more content. We got a special couple guest people on tonight, and yeah, that's about it. Me, Cujo, and some guest people. So that's the whole podcast. Next up, we got an awesome movie preview. So enjoy. Alright, so this week for our special movie preview, we're going to be previewing the brand new movie from Sony Pictures. It's Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, and it's coming out in theaters in August 20th, I believe, and it stars Will Ferrell. So I had this preview loaded up for you guys, so go ahead and listen to the preview. Alright.
Guess how fast we're going now?
I'm having a baby!
You just passed the hospital!
Ricky Bobby was born.
Mama, I'm going fast!
To become the fastest man alive.
That's my boy, Ricky!
Woo! Dear Lord, baby Jesus, I want to thank you for my family. My two beautiful sons, Walker and Texas Ranger. And of course, my red-hot smoking wife, Carly.
Woo! Ow!
You know, it might be cool sometime you could set me up for a win.
You can't have two number ones.
Yeah, you can. That makes 11.
But no man stays on top.
Absolutely, ma'am. I'd love to sign your baby.
You're not going
to
want to wash that forehead.
Forever. Well, the big news is that NASCAR has gone French.
I am coming for you, Ricky Bobby.
He's in the wall.
Uh-oh. Yep, I'm flying through the air. This is not good.
I'm on fire! I'm on fire!
You're not on fire, Ricky Bobby!
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish God! Help me, Tom Cruise! Tom Cruise, use your witchcraft to get the fire off me!
From the guys who brought you Anchorman and the 40-year-old virgin.
The doctor told us you can walk.
It's on your head.
I am so paralyzed! You want to see what my life is?
Don't you stick that knife in your leg.
Oh, my
Will
fellow.
Ricky Bobby is not a thinker.
Give me a fastball, twist the line.
What the hell's a fastball?
Oh! Give me another.
Ricky Bobby is a driver.
Yeah, it's a real deal down there.
Ricky Bobby wins it in reverse.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
You don't drive with your eyes. You gotta feel the road.
The story of a man who could only count to number one.
I'm embarrassed. I really thought I could feel it.
Talladega Nights, the ballad of Ricky Bobby.
You gotta learn to drive with the fear.
Oh my God!
There ain't nothing more frightening than driving with a live cougar.
Oh,
Ricky, control your heart rate.
I can't control my heart rate. I got a cougar on me.
Alright, so that was a trailer for Talladega Nights, the ballad of Ricky Bobby, which is in theaters August 4th. And I think it's gonna be pretty good. I mean, you know, there hasn't been one bad movie with Will Ferrell. Elf was good, you know. He was in Old... he was in Old School. And he played Frank the Tank. You know, it was pretty funny as hell. Then he was in Elf, like I think I already said. And then he was in Wedding Crashers, actually. You know, Mom! Meatloaf! You know what I'm talking about? And so, yeah, in this movie, you know, he takes on NASCAR. And he drives in circles to our amusement, and then he gets into an accident, and it's in his head that he's on fire, and then he's paralyzed, and then he's not really. So he got to come back, you know. He's number one, just like our website is in our dreams. Seriously though, it's gonna be good, I think. And yeah, we're gonna definitely review it on the site, and my early impressions is it's gonna be a 4 out of 5 movie. What do you think of the Jehovah?
I'm thinking, yeah, 4 out of 5. You know, Will Ferrell, funny guy, and looks to be a good movie. Can't wait to read the review on www.marvelous.com, because that's the best. Very impartial.
Yeah, you know what, Jehovah? You're not even Jehovah. You're the Cujo, and you're plugging the site. I told you to act like a black man. I told you to act like a black man! Do you want to act like a black man now? Or do you want me to go back to talking? You ready to act like a black man? Okay, Jehovah.
Yeah, cracker. Let's go shoot us some whiteys, motherfucker.
That was racist. That was racist, man. That's the racist black man. I was talking about a rich black man.
Oh.
They exist. They exist, rich black men. They do.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Yeah, that was our preview. And next up, we have a special movie review early, because it's Thursday right now, of Pirates of the Caribbean. And the curse of the...
That's the previous one. It's the dead man's chest.
Dead man's chest. Coming up.
It's more like Keira Knightley's chest.
Uh-huh, this my shit. All the girls dump your feet like this. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no holler back, girl. There ain't no holler back, girl. A few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no holler back, girl. There ain't no holler.
Alright, so us at Marvelous.com, and by us at Marvelous.com I mean me, because I'm the only one that gets to do all the cool stuff, got tickets to go see the media screening of the brand new movie Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, and I'd like to give my impressions of it, because that's one thing we like to do on the podcast is, you know, yak about the new movie. It's really convenient for you guys, because you don't have to go on our shitty ass... I'm just kidding. You love Marvelous, right? It's awesome. But, you know, it saves you time. You don't have to read my review, which is a lot better than my podcast review. But I like to talk, okay? So that's why I'm doing it. So I'm going to tell you my whole story about last night. Alright? So what happened last night, you might ask? Well, I got in my car and I grabbed the tickets. Then I turned on the car and I started it down the street.
I got to the first red light when I started thinking, nothing really matters. But then I'm like, something matters. I gotta go see the Pirates of the Caribbean. So I kept going. I went past the Circle K, past the speeding car. And then another red light, and I stopped for a second and thought about how beautiful the world was, but I kept going. I kept trucking on like the trooper I am. And then I got to the parking lot of Park Place Theater. I then grabbed the envelope of the tickets, got out of my car, walked up to the theater box office, showed them the screening passes, and they gave me the tickets. Then I took the tickets and I gave it to the ticket taker. His name's Jesus. Seriously. I then proceeded upstairs to screening room number 13. It was full, sold out show. People from the newspaper were there. People from other websites were there, but no one from Marvelous. We're the best Arizona gaming website. Seriously, we're the biggest one. And then I proceeded to go into the theater, but I was at the end of the line because I was at home watching Pokemon. So I had to sit in the front row. But then lights went down, and then the preview started. First it was a preview of Spider-Man 3, then Snakes on a plane, man. Then after that, a couple more previews. People were cheering, man. Then after that, guess what happened? I'll tell you what happened. The movie started. Pirates of the Caribbean. Dead Man's Chest, everyone was cheering, man. It was crazy as hell. But it's pretty cool. Cause this song started, and it was an orchestrated song, and you saw Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp has rock hard abs and a rock hard ass. It's true. I'm not gay, I'm Dak, but I can admit it, cause I'm a man! And I watched the movie, it was about 2 hours long, and I got out of the theater, and then you know what I did? I took out my notepad, and I took notes. Notes, I say. Got ready for the podcast, yeah! I made that podcast. Right now, I'm making it right now. And I'm telling you my impressions of the movie from my notepad. The movie was good. Very good. It had action and scenes of blowing upness. Keira Knightley was in it. Keira Knightley was pretty hot. And it was a movie. It was 2 hours long. And it soared past my expectations to the wild frontier of the wild blue. Made me want to cry with its goodness. But it wasn't that good because little kids were in the theater. I don't know why, because it was a media screening, but they were. And they kept crying and they crying because it's not a kid's movie. It's a movie. It's a movie for men. Why don't people understand that? People don't understand it. But the action was good, the story was good, it was interesting, it drew me in, it was about three times better than the first one. It was really good, really good. The ending was pretty sad actually, but it was still pretty good, it was pretty good. And I want to go see it again now. But it wasn't great, it wasn't the best movie of the year, but it was worth $5 if you have it. For me it was free, because I rock. But go see it. You must go see it. Well, go see the other movie first. But if you have time, go see this. My final rating. What is it? My final rating? Four out of five stars. And that, my friends, was my special review of Pirates of the Caribbean to the music of Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Hope you enjoyed. Next up, we have our special review of the Guy Game. Please enjoy. Watching her at the mall, she don't know me at all. Hope no employee overhears. Think I'm in love with you, red, yellow, white, and blue. Seems I've been watching her for years. It brings a smile to my face. Yeah.
We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves.
So, some of you guys know or not, us Marvelous.com employees have an office built, that it's in Tucson, Arizona, and that's where I'm living. And it's a local office, and it's where we record the podcast. We play some games there. We record there. And basically, it's, you know, it's open to all the employees. And about not many of our employees live here too much. There's Cujo, Kiwi. I think that's it. And you know, we get together every Thursday, and we do the podcast. We play a game. So we got our hands on, I don't know if you remember it, it's called the Guy Game. And it's a game where it's a trivia, and they ask the girls the questions, and you gotta guess if they get it, you know, like right or wrong. And then if they do, they take off their shirt, and you get to see a little, you know, a little boo flash. And I gotta say, it's not a terrible game. I mean, it is a terrible, terrible game, but you can see some nudity and play a video game at the same time, so carpe diem, you know. I don't think it's, like, that good, really, because it's pretty grainy and stuff. And, I like it, though. It's fun for friends. It's not a good game. It's worth, like, $100 now, because it got pulled off the shelves, because the girl in it was under 18. And, so, yeah, I recommend it. And tonight, I have a special. I have my friend here, Frankie K., and Frankie K got to play the game with us, and so he's gonna give us impressions. So here's Frankie K's impressions of the Guy Game.
Hey Doc, how you doing? It's Frankie K here. Okay, so yeah, I got to play the Guy Game with you guys, and I have to say I'm pretty fucking disappointed with it. You know, first off, yeah, it says the Guy Game. I don't know about you guys, but when I see something that looks like a naughty game that says the Guy Game, I thought I was gonna get some penis. But unfortunately, you assholes felt that you needed to trick me, so I got to view boobies the whole time. But it was, you know, the game was somewhat entertaining. It had interesting questions, and yeah, the graphics were pretty good. I thought most of the girls that were dancing in front of me were pretty real until I saw the plastic surgery marks. Oopsies. Ooh. But yeah, so yeah, it was an okay game, and it helped me back when I was in college, because I had a test that had one of the questions on it, and I knew it because I played that game, because I got to see the boobies. But I wasn't quite entertained, but Dak seemed to like it a lot. He kept playing that, and I actually thought that game was pretty bad, because it almost ended me and Dak's friendship, just because he wouldn't leave his room, and it was kind of scary. But the hosts are quite obnoxious in the game. Essentially, it kind of, it's like an episode of Girls Gone Wild. So Dak likes it. Maybe members of the opposite sex, the ladies, might not like it as much. Overall, I'd give the game a 2 out of 5, just because it's the whole game is based on an utterly life-crushing lie, and that is that the game has men in it, which is a complete lie. So any of you guys, Kiwi, I wouldn't suggest you play it. So this is Frankie K signing off, telling you only to play the Guy Game if you're Dak. And he's playing it right now. Here, hold on, I'll get him back. Here it is.
Is this recording?
I'm
now, here is the Pepsi versus Rat Urine Contest, where Dak and Cujo will test both drinks and tell you which one you should drink. So, Dak, what do we got here? We got
some Pepsi?
Yeah, Pepsi, and it appears to be...
Jar of rat urine.
Jar of rat urine.
Yeah.
Dak, where'd you get the rat urine?
I got it from that bottle right over there.
Oh, okay. Anyways, so here we go. I'll try the Pepsi.
How's that? How's that tasting, man?
It tastes okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay. Now, I'm going to take a cup of this rat urine over here.
Okay.
Okay, we're going. Okay, one, two, three.
Oh, God. Dak, are you okay? Let me try this. Let me try it.
Try. Oh, God.
Dak, where did you get this stuff again?
Dude, from the bottle right there.
Damn it, Dak. That's a Coca-Cola bottle.
Oh, shit.
It was Coca-Cola. God damn you, you son of a bitch. Fucking trying to poison us?
Vomit, dude. Oh my God.
Shit, I gotta go.
I'm sorry.
Fuck, I gotta go. Asshole.
Well, guys, that wraps up another show. This was our fourth show, which means we've been going for a month now. It's pretty cool, you know? Hope we're here for another 100 episodes. I love doing the podcast. One of my favorite parts of having Marvelous now. Because of you guys, you guys wouldn't be going to the site every week. We wouldn't have never got felt like we could do a podcast, and it's great. We have 100 downloads a week, and thanks. So, cutting the credits, first, the people on the podcast, me, the glamorous Dak Peralta, your host and your driver for this sexy baby we call the No Show. Second is the sound editor of the Marvelous Show, Cujo. He was also the guest host this week. He should be on maybe a couple more weeks, maybe forever, we're not sure yet. So thank you to Cujo. Next we have Frankie J, which was, he's a gay guy that hangs around our office, he's pretty cool. So thanks Frankie J for reviewing the guy game. Cujo was trying to play a black man back there, and there's no black man, we don't know, there's no black people in Tucson, I'll be honest here. So if we could find one, we'd put him on the show, but we can't. So yeah, that was Cujo. So yeah, thank you for providing us the music, the band Tattoo, Michael Jackson, who else, Exhibit, copyright 2005 Exhibit, copyright 1980 something by Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, thanks Queen. We had some other music copyright, and thanks to the makers of the Guy Game for making a shitty game that got us off. Thanks for Pirates of the Caribbean. That was Fox Studios. Sony Pictures for Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Richie Bobby. Fuck, I don't even know. Copyright 2006 Sony, I think. Thank you guys. And great show. Tune in next week. We're going to have more previews, more reviews, more awesome shit from me. I'm Dak, him maybe, the Cujo. And hell, tune in, why not? It's free. Thank you. Good night, guys. The diamond is
so isolated, so motivated. I am certain now that I am vindicated. I am selfish. I am wrong. Slow spinning redemption.